Okay, two discussions that I did not get to yesterday, and then we will continue. One is the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that you're allowed to be chote chaniyar litzlo's bow. We're not allowed to cut any type of paper in order to use it as a covering right on top of the griddle in order to put on the fire. That is also Rashi explained because the Gemara explained because of tikkun mana, kamsakin mana. So the Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Mem asks, among other achronim, why isn't there an issue of korea? Right, you're tearing niyar in order to put it on top. So why is there only an issue of tikkun? Why isn't there also an issue of korea? So the Bir Halacha there in Simon Shin Mem in Sif Yud Gimel quotes Echad min ha'achronim. He doesn't even quote him by name. First, he quotes one of the achronim who we know as the Shulchan Aruch Harav. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago in the Korea Shirim. He quotes the achronim. Lahotzi mizeh de lo shayach kriya ki im bedavar hanitpar v'ne'erag shenis davik mugufim rabim. The Shulchan Aruch Harav suggests that maybe the iser de'orais of Korea is only when you tear something that has been put together, that has been sewn together, that has been put together by different pieces. Uke'en shahaya bayirios, like the curtains in the Mishkan. But if you have something that is one goof, one unit to start, like a piece of paper, so then that's not, there is no kriya by, there's no kriya daraisa by such an item. The Mishnah Berurah himself argues in this, he says, no, because it's the Mefurash Yerushalmi that applies kriya to leather. Leather is one unit, leather wasn't woven together, so therefore he rejects the Shulchan Aruch Harav and gives his own chiddush. Not that he rejected this chiddush, but he gives his own chiddush. He would have said another chiddush about the Isser of Korea. And that is, maybe the Isser Darais of Korea is only when you tear something in the middle that you're going to use both sides. It's a tikkun for both sides. That's Korea. Kiyim kishu Korea is a davar be'emsa, v'hu tzarech letikin shneyan, like in the Mishkan. What did they do in the Mishkan? There was a little moth hole, so they had to tear around the moth hole in order to make this the hole bigger, in order to then even it out and to fix the curtains. So in that way, both sides of your tearing is useful. Shash kriya haizat letzarech to'eles kol hayiriya. And he even says, when the Gemara says that if you tear in anger, that's going to be, that's chayiv. Why is that? Because it's ki'ilu mesak in koguf habeged, because you're calming yourself down, which is a chiddush. Mashegan, if you're tearing off the edges of something, if you're tearing something to make something smooth, so that is not korea. That's aser, but that will be tikkun mana. That'll be some other malacha. If you're doing it to a specific size, that'll be machateich, but that is not an issue of korea. Those are just two chidushim about the malacha of korea, one from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and one from the Mishnah Berurah. And the other point that I did not mention yesterday, that I ran out of time, was the last point that we mentioned. We mentioned the story that Ravina said to Ravashi, that Rav Acha said, told us that you, Rav Ashi, you smeared your oven with this mixture, mixture of liquid and solid on Yantif in order to enclose your oven totally so the heat doesn't get out. How could you do that? Rashi says the question is, isn't it a problem of lush? Gibel the tit told us lisha. He kneading the cement is a told of lisha. And the Gemara answered, no, we get it from the Euphrates. It's already wet. That's Rashi. That is a tolda of lisha. Ask the Pnei Yoshua. Lisha is one of the malachas that is mutter letzorach alchal nefesh. That's what we paskin. We paskin kneading on yontif is mutter. So you want to make challah. You want to make anything that requires kneading. If you look in the laws of Yantif, Rav Simcha Budim Kohn, he says kneading food is by definition an act of food preparation and is therefore subject to the general permission to perform malachas of Ochal Nefesh and Yantif. All the cases of Lisha that are questionable, making instant potatoes on Yantif, baby cereal in the normal way, tuna fish and egg salad in the normal way, all of that is mutter lecharchila on Yantif. Why? Because Lisha is, it's milisha ve'elach. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Tosafot quoted on Daf Gimel. Milisha ve'elach. So what's going on here, Lisha? So says the Pnei Yeshua, because here we're not talking about Ochal Nefesh. Here we're talking about Machshirei Ochal Nefesh. Machshirei Ochal Nefesh, that, you know, what do you do? You're closing your oven. Closing your oven isn't actual food preparation. It's helping the food preparation. It's maybe, it couldn't have been done before Yantif, because you had to put the food in on Yantif, but it's Machshirei Ochal Nefesh, it's external, and therefore, that's why Rashi suggests it's a problem. Yeah. Exactly. So it is external in terms of you're not dealing actually with the food, but it's making the food taste better. So that way you might say it's a real Ochal Nefesh. Then you have to give a different answer to the Gemara. Because what then is the Gemara saying? If it's a problem of Lush, Pshat and Rashi, why else would it be a problem? Lush is mutter on Yantif. Right, Rashi, unless, well, this isn't a, right, what did Rashi say at the beginning of the third parak? If Efshar la'asos mivod yom, then it's Asr. That was Rashi's Rashi. Efshar or Efshar, even by Machshir, even by Mamish al Chonefesh. Not just Machshirin. But here, Lachor, you couldn't have done this before Yantif.
But I know, but it's not even going out with the ashes.
Right, unless Rashi would say, there's another way I just thought of, unless Rashi would say, we're talking about a case where the food was in before Yantif. And you could have closed it from before Yantif, and you didn't. Now you're actually doing it on Yantif. That's Efshar la'asos mivod yom, that's why it would be Asr Mishom Lisha. That's a possibility.
Well,
there is a Rishat. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't you say mitoch?
Again, but if you could have done it before Yantif, then you wouldn't say mitoch. And if it's machshire, you don't say mitoch by machshire. You only say by actual ochol nefesh. By an actual direct hana. Okay. Okay, so this is why don't you just say mitoch for the all machshirin basically, as long as machshirin is the same type of malacha that so why don't you say it by all machshirin? Okay, you have to. It's a good question. You have to think about it. There is a rishash here that has another ha'ara. He leaves a bitzarachi and he says, one second, ein lisha ela begidulei karka. He says lisha is only by things that grow from the ground, just like you have ein disha ela begidulei karka. The Gemara says, and ein tchina ela begidulei karka. The Rishonim suggests. Ain Elisha also. The Rosh Hashanah says, I don't understand. So that's an easy answer. Not easy answer, but just that Rova Poskim don't agree with that. Rova Poskim say there is Lisha by non-Gidulei Karka. There's Lisha by Gidulei Karka and non-Gidulei Karka. Fine by Disha, fine by Tchina, but Lisha is a major machlokas of Poskim. There's a Rav Shlomo Kluger that agrees, but Rova Poskim quote that there is Lisha even by non-Gidulei Karka. So to say that quote, to answer up that question, that one is, we have an answer. But the Lisha issue we have to work on. Either it's Machshir Yochol Nefesh. If it's not Machshir Yochol Nefesh, Menachem's Kasha, it helps the food right now, then maybe it could have been done before Yantif. If it could have done before Yantif, what about Mitoch? Okay, we'll work on it. Let's continue now. Two dots. That's what we're up to. Two dots. V'imakiv ishtei chavyas. The Mishnah had said that I'm not allowed to put together two barrels and then put a pot on top of it. Why? Rashi says it looks like Ohel. It's Domet Usir Lemishub the Dummy Labinyan and Bidirabanan Mechzi Ka'ohel. You're not really making an Ohel here, you're just bringing two barrels together, putting a pot on top, but it's Bidirabanan Mechzi Ka'ohel. Amr of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Avanim shall base a kise mutal sadadan by Yom Tov. Somebody's in the field and they have to go to the bathroom. So again, in those days, they had makeshift bathroom. So what did a person do? Person took two stones, stood them up, and used that for a bathroom. So that's like creating a temporary structure, putting those, standing up those two stones to sit on. So the Rav Nachman says, you're allowed to do that on Yontif. There's no problem of making a temporary structure. So Eisvei Rabba Lo Rav Nachman, Rabba Yisrav Nachman from our Mishnah. What's the difference between putting two barrels together to put a pot on, which is Asr, and putting two stones together for you to sit on, which is Mutter? What's the difference? So Amale, first answer, first try. Shiny Hasta Mishav Deka Avid Ahala. No, the problem there is because you're making an Ohel. What does that mean? You're going to put a pot in the Mishnah on top, and putting a pot on the Mishnah, that's creating a roof. Creating a roof, that's the problem of an Ohel. Here there's no roof. You are not a roof. You are using it, but you are not a roof. And then you're not part of the structure. And therefore, that's the difference between the Mishnah where there's a roof, and in the case of the bathroom, the Beis HaKisi where there is no roof. Amalei Rabbah of Zutu or Vashi, what, really? If there's no roof, there's no problem. Ela mehata bana itztava b'yantif delo avid ahala hachanami d'shari. One second, if you build an itztava is like a place in front of your house with columns and poles. There's no roof there. So that's mutter on yantif. You're allowed to build anything on yantif that doesn't have a roof. So what do you mean? Just because it doesn't have a roof, it's going to be mutter. Why should that make a difference? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Different answer to be mechalik between the case of the Beis HaKisei and the base of the Mishnah. Amar lei, ha'asam binyin keva asra Torah, binyin arai lo asra Torah. Really, we know permanent binyin is asra daraisa, asra Torah. Binyin arai, temporary binyin, the Torah did not asr. There's a concept called binyin arai that's asr midirabanan. So if a gazer rabanan, I'll binyin arai, mishab binyin keva. So generally, this is the rabanan to build temporary structures, but vahacham, and that's the case of the Mishnah, you can't build this temporary structure because it's an asr midirabanan with the barrels. Vahacham, mishab kvodo lo gazer be rabanan. Here we're talking about a kavod abrios. So kavod abrios, we find in a number of places that we could be doche, and this is the rabanan mishab kavod abrios. It's not really being doche. The way we say it is that, but makom zeh, in the case of kavod abrios, the rabanan never meant their gzera to take effect. So that is Mishum Kavod Abrios, Lo Gazer Be Rabbanan, and that's why that case is That's why that case is different. Okay. There's a question some Achronim ask on this line. What did the Gemara say? Binyan Keva Asra Torah. So it sounds like Binyan Keva is Asra Daraisa. We're talking about Yontif here. So some say, remember, I think we mentioned it yesterday, there's a Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Tzadikei, where Tosfos says, that the Gemara there says that making cheese is usur on Shabbos because of binyan. Megabein chai mishum binyan. So ask Tosfos, so making cheese on Yontif is ochel nefesh. So bona is mutter mishum ochel nefesh. So ask Tosfos, if your house falls down on Yontif, you should be able to rebuild it because of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra binyan letzorach ochel nefesh. You can rebuild your house. That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos answers, you're right. It's just Uvdin Dechol. Uvdin Dechol, you're not going to be able to rebuild your house. But really, you can't build your house. So Machronim say, but look at this Gemara. The Gemara says, Binyan Keva Asra Torah. But Binyan Keva is Asra Daraisa. What do you mean Asra Daraisa? Mitoch. Isn't Bona one of the malachas that are included in Ochel Nefesh, just like making cheese? So what do you mean Asra Daraisa? So some prove that sometimes when the Gemara says Asra Torah, it doesn't really mean Daraisa. Asra Torah is just a phrase. It means Binyan Keva usually is Asr. Asra Torah means, you know, the world of Torah says is Asr. But maybe it does not mean literally Daraisa, because then what does Tosfos do with this Gemara? How could Bona be one of the malachas that are mutter l'tzorach ochel nefesh? Okay, that's just the ha'ara on the language of Binyan Keva Asra Torah. Last line. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Hi, Medurta. So once we're talking about building temporary structures on Yontif and Shabbos, so we talk a little bit about it more. So hi, Medurta. Medurta is a bonfire. So let's say somebody's building a bonfire, and how do you set up a bonfire? You pile up the wood. You pile up your logs. So let's say you're piling up your logs in a structure type of form. You have sides, you have walls, and then you have a top, and you can light the fire underneath. So says Rabbi Yehuda, hi, Medurta, this bonfire structure, milamala, it's a temporary structure. Right? So it's not a binyan kavua. So this is a halacha, a new halacha we're going to learn about building temporary structures on Shabbos and Yontif. Usually, temporary structures are asumi d'rabbanan. The Gemara is going to tell us, though, now, if you build it in an unusual way, it's going to be mutter. Usually, it's asumi d'rabbanan because it's dome l'binyan. But if you do it with a shinui, you do it in an unusual way, then it's not even going to be asumi d'rabbanan. What's the usual way? Usually, when you build something, first you put up the walls and then you put up the roof. That's how it usually works. So if there's a way to first put up the roof and then put up the walls, that's going to be mutter. You're allowed to do that for a binyan arai on Shabbos and on Yontif. Milamala lamata shari, if you first build the roof and then build the walls, it's mutter. And that's what you should do by this madura on Yontif. Milamata lamala asr. But from bottom to top, meaning building the walls first and then building the roof, that is going to be asr midrabanan on Shabbos and Yontif. And the Gemara continues, v'chein biasa. Also, if you're building like a tripod kind of structure to put your egg on, v'chein kedera, or if you're building something to put your pot on, or v'chein puria, or if you're setting up a bed, a type of bed which has walls that go to the ground, so that type of bed also, you're creating an ohel underneath if there's a tefach, and therefore you should put on the mattress, so to speak, first, and then the walls, v'chein chavisa, and also when one is setting up barrels in their room, one should also put the top ones on first, because that is the unusual way to do things. Right? This comes up. Halacha l'maisa, the poskim discuss this. Rabbi Ribiyat has a couple of pages on this. Let's say the kids are playing on Shabbos, so Shabbos morning, the minhag olam is for them to take blankets from all over the house and just set up tents all over the place. You wake up, and you wake up. You get out of bed, and you see that they've set up these tents. They brought chairs and blankets. So one has to be careful and tell them that when they build these structures, a lot of times there's a space underneath. That's an ohel arai. It's an ohel arai that they've just built. So we might say it's going to fall down in a second, but really it's an ohel arai. So one way to just to let them know is that have a couple people involved, have the blanket up there first. Have somebody hold the blanket, then slide the chair under. Because that's the opposite way, then it would be mutter. That's exactly this Gemara. Milamata lamala is shari. Milamata lamala is asr. Milamata lamata is mutter. So that's why have somebody bring the blanket and then have somebody else slide the chair under. And then that would be mutter. That's all alright, done in an unusual way. And therefore it is mutter. Okay, related to this, not exactly, but related to this is the sugya of ohel metaltel. What if this is about an ohel arai. What if you have a movable ohel? A movable ohel. So is that asr midrabanan or not? That is a big discussion, and that's the discussion of umbrellas. Umbrellas. What about umbrellas on Shabbos and Yontif? Opening up an umbrella on Shabbos and Yontif. So this is made famous by the Noda B'Yehuda. He called it an umbrella. I think he called it a parasol or something like that. That it was called. So the umbrella is a bit used as a kashrut in the poskim. No, the Behuda, the Chassam Sofer, many poskim. The No, the Behuda thinks it's usher. It's oel mitaltel, and it's usher midrabanan to open up an umbrella on Shabbos and Yontif. Vihine says the Bir Halacha in Shintezvav al Tvar Nesias umbrella. Vehu Hagagos Hanosin al Roshan Rebbe Chama vaHagshamim Ubul Shonenu Koronoso parasol. Right, we call it umbrella. But it says the Bir Halachas, he has a big discussion of this. If you say it's Usser, the Rode Behuda hold is Usser. Many other poskim say it's not Usser. It's not, what kind of OL is it? It's not really an OL. The Chazam Sofer doesn't think it's an OL. The Chazonish doesn't think it's an OL. Most poskim don't think it's an OL. But most poskim say, almost all poskim say, it's still Usser. Because of a Gedr Gadru Chazal, it looks like an OL. You know, it's going to be a Zilzal. The Bir Halacha ends off that Meikar Adini thinks it's mutter, but Al Kain Shomer Nafsho Yirchak Mizem Ma'od. And the language of the Chazon Ish is, I have it here, I wrote it down, it's Pritzas Geder Chamur, and one shouldn't do it. The Shmir Shabbos also, unusual Sif in the Shmir Shabbos, when they ever see this. Shmir Shabbos says, Geder Gadru Gdole Hadoros. The Amru she'ein l'ftoach mitzriyah osham hashem b'shabbos v'yantiv u'kshem she'ein l'poschon kachin l'kaflon v'gamim heim psuchos v'bo yom ein l'hishtamish b'hem gam b'makom she'ish eruv etc. So he talks about that and he quotes all that. So it seems like meikar a din push comes to shove. Maybe you could squeeze out a heter from by the umbrella, but all the poskim say it should not be done on Shabbos and Yantiv for various reasons. But that's the issue of ohel mitaltel here. This relates to ohel arai. Okay, next line. So now we're up to the next line of the Mishnah. There should be a couple of two dots on this page that aren't there. Anybody know when the two dots were put into the Gemara? And who put the two dots in? Is that the Vilna Shas? You thought it was the Gaonim. Okay, if anybody knows specifically, we need some scholars that when exactly were the two dots added? Because it seems to be like there should be a two dots here because we're about to quote the next line from the Mishnah. But and later on the daf also. But it's okay, we'll understand it. The Mishnah says we're not allowed to support a kedera with a log because the log is muksa. The Mishnah says the next line, v'chein bedel is also a door, which the Gemara thinks that you're also not allowed to support the pot with the door. It says the Gemara, bedel asal kadaitach, you're supporting the pot with the door? Whereas, no, you misunderstood. Eleima v'chein hadelas. It also means, just like you can't support a pot with the log, you can't support the door with the log, because the log is muksa. Tana rabbanon, ein som chra zakadir bebakas, you can't support the pot with the log. V'chein adelas, also the door. Why? L'fishalo nitznu eitzim elo lahasaka. Because logs are specifically for firewood. They're not for supporting the door, and therefore it is muksa for that purpose. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon, though, does not hold to this muksa. Reb Shimon is matir. What does that mean, shalifishalo nitznu eitzim elo lahasaka? This is the Chorashin Reb Yehuda, right? Who holds the muksa. So you're not allowed to use the log because logs were only for firewood. What does that mean? Don't we know? They're Esther Rashba. Isn't there a principle? If something has a usage, it's not muksa. So what do you mean? It's only muksa. It's what do you mean? It's good for firewood. So once it's good for firewood, why is it muksa? It has a use on Yantif. So what's the Gemara toy? It sounds like Rabbi Nechemya. Exactly. What's going on here? That lafichal nito eitzim elo hasaka? What does that mean? That's not muksa. That's the Rashba's kashya. He says, what's going on here? He says, Tamili, given shiruyin latashmishan, hayna lahasaka, umutu lataltalon latashmishan, lama lataltalon. So he says, no, what the Gemara really here means is, Eina rotze lomar shalo nitan ikir tashmishan elo hasaka, but it means, lohitirim chachamim elo lahasaka. Really, this is real muksa, these logs. But Chazal allowed you to use it for firewood. Demidina asurim hein lataltim hein b'shabas hein b'yantif she'ein lahem toar kli ukitzroros hein ukudam li rabba labaya haslam like Rabbi in Gemara and Shabbos. So really, it's semi-muksa. The words of the Shita Kubat says is it doesn't have a shem kli. It's not usually cut up small firewood. So it's already on the border of muksa and firewood. So the chiddush of this line of the Gemara is that Chazal allowed you to treat it as firewood, but that's it. Regarding other usages, it would be muksa. It's not a real shame firewood. It's somewhere in between. It's quasi firewood, and that's the chiddush of this line that it would not be mutter to use it for other purposes. Reb Shimon agree. Well, Reb Shimon. So we'll see what the other sheet is in a minute. Why they matter? The other sheet would be the Rashba's kasha. The other sheet would be the Rashba's Kasha. That's what Reb Shimon would say here, the Rashba's Kasha. Let's continue. The next line of the Mishnah, two dots. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Matir. So Machlokes, the last line of the Mishnah, that the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to lead an animal with a stick on Yantif, and Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon allows it. Leimer, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Kavu, a sphere laid, less lay Muksa. Is this Machlokes about Muksa? And Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon holds like his father, Reb Shimon, and that's why he allows you to walk with a stick, because it's an issue of Muksa. So lo, no, Bahafi, Reb Shimon Modeh, the issue here is not one of Muksa. The issue here is whether it looks like you're leading an animal in order to take him to the shuk in order to do business with, which is a weekday activity. So that's why the Tanakhama does not allow it. So maybe Reb Shimon can even be the Tanakhama, and whether Reb Shimon who allows it might be arguing on his father. Chizra, what's a chizra? So Rashi explains it's a long, sharp type of stick that can be used as a spit in a barbecue. So chizra, so let's say though you did not designate it before Yantav as a spit, are you allowed to pick it up and use it? So Reb Nachman Aser, Reb Sheisha Shari. So machlokes. So says the Gemara. Beretiva kolei amalo pligi da aser. Buy a moist stick. This is version number one. We have two versions of the machlokes. Beretiva kolei amalo pligi da aser. Buy a moist stick. Everybody agrees that's aser, because that cannot be used as firewood. That cannot be used as firewood, so then it doesn't have any, it's not designated to begin Yantif, so therefore you can't change that into... It's not, there's no mitoch here. You can't say because it was good for firewood, it's good for your spit, because it wasn't good for firewood. It was too moist. Ki pligi bi aveshta. The machlokas was only by a dry one. Man da asar arma l'chalo ninu esim ala asaka. The one who asar says, no, like we said before, the spit is only, this not spit, this long piece of wood is good for firewood, but nothing else. Uman da shari arma l'cha, but according to the one who allows it, would say, no. Mali litzos bo, mali litzos b'gachalto. What's the difference if you're burning it directly, or you're burning it with food on the outside of it? It's basically the same usage. And therefore, it would be mutter, as long as it's dry. Ika damre, or the other version of the machlokes, b'yavesha kuliyam lo pligi da shari. Buy a dry one. Everybody says that's mutter, because everybody agrees. What are you doing? You're burning it. So you're burning it, you're burning it. Ki pligi, it's not even mitoch. It's not just hucha shalola tzarech. This is, mamish, the same hasaka function. So the second one is, by dry, for sure it's mutter. Ki pligi beritivasa. The machlokis is by the moist one. Man da asar de lo chazil hasaka. The one that says asar is because it wasn't roy for firewood in the first place. So man da shari amalacha hachazil hasaka. The one who allows it says, no, you could use it for a large fire. Right, even if the wood is a little moist, for a large fire, it would be mutter. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had people checking to make sure it was not moist at all. So that was L'shem Hidur. L'shem Hidur, even though there was a large fire on the Mizbeach. L'shem Hidur, Mikra Adin, though, if you have a big fire, so even if something's a little moist, it's going to burn. So V'hilchas, that's why, that's the reason for the one that matters. V'hilchasa, the Gemara ends off, who's the halacha like? Yavesh Deshari Ritivasa Aser. Right, the halacha is that if it's dry, it's mutter, and if it's moist, it would be usher to use. And Rashi here adds that this Hilchasa is only going according to the Mandamar Dieshlo Muksa, that says Rutivasa is wet. But according to what we hold, like Reb Shimon, we say everything is mutter. And then Rashi throws in, we say like Reb Shimon, whether it's the issue of Muksa, whether it's the Machlokas about Davar Shein and Meskavin, whether it's the Machlokas, other Machlokasim, he says all of these Machlokasim, everything on this daf, that there's Machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, we would paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, there's an important Rashi there that Tosfos discusses, but you can look at it. It's the Tosfos on top, where Tosfos argues about one of the Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda issues. But let's continue. Darash Rava, Ishaloti Kanes Lidira Eitzim, Lito Behen Ud. A woman should not go to her backyard, to the wood room, in order to get a Ud. What's an Ud? The Rishonim discuss it. Rashi says it's some type of piece of wood that you use to stoke or to poke your food with on Yantif. So that's making a kli. Now it's firewood. It's sitting in the wood room. It's firewood. So you cannot take that, says the Gemara, in order to use it for a stoker or a poker on Yantif. V'ud shenishvar asur lasika b'yantif. In the opposite case, let's say you have your ud and it breaks. So now it's basically turned into firewood. So you cannot use that for firewood because of the halacha that we had yesterday, that you're allowed to heat with kelim and not with shivrei kelim. Right? And that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So it says the Gemara, Lameh Medaravik Rabbi Yehuda, Sfira Leh, Dislay Muksa. Right? Is that to tell me that Rava holds over it like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a muksa, and that's why these would be problems? You can't make it into an ud, and if it breaks, you cannot use it to heat on Yantif. But we have a story that Rava told his servant, make me, roast me a goose on Yantif, and take the innards of the goose and throw them to the cats. So you see, he could allow the innards are muksa. It's not roy for anything, and you're allowed to still take it and pick it up and throw it to the cats. So hasa, no, there it's different. Kiva de misruchi me'asmol dai to ilave. No, there it's not muksa, because everybody knows that if you leave the insides of the animals just lying around, they're going to become putrid and disgusting and start smelling. And therefore, even from before Yantif, he obviously had it in mind to do that, to throw it to the cats. And therefore, that is not muksa, but even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. Be'ikar adin, it could be that Rava holds of Rabbi Yehuda, holds of muksa. Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no tell Adam kisei mishel afanav lachzos boshinav. A person could go to his little wood pile in front of him to get a pick up a little piece of wood in order to use to floss his teeth. To lachzos boshinav. You got a piece of meat is stuck in between your teeth. It's one of the reasons why we wait 6 hours. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Why we wait 6 hours in between meat and milk? So the Rambam says because you get meat stuck in between your teeth. Rashi says the taste lasts a long time. Okay, nafkamina is between the two. What happens if you find meat between your teeth 8 hours later? Right? Do you still you're allowed to eat the milk? Does it lose its shame basa or not? But anyway, so let's say you have to get the meat. You have to get the food out. So Belezer says you're allowed to pick it up, meaning it's not muksa. It's not muksa to pick up that piece of wood. You could go mishalafanav. Mishalafanav means the field in front of you. Or right in front of you. Umagabi minachatzer umazlik, and you're allowed to go throughout your field and take from there and light. Shakoma shabachatzer muchanhu, because everything in your chatzer is muchan for you to use on Yantif. Rashi points out here that really Rebbe Eliezer, this first opinion, allows you, it's that one line says Mishalafanav, one line says Minachatzer, but really it's all the same thing. Minachatzer, you're allowed to go and pick up and use for any purpose that you'd like, because everything is Muchan. The Chachamim Omerim and the Chachamim argue. Rashi says the Chachamim argue in two ways. They argue Batarti. Megabiv Mishalafanav Umadlik. Number one, they do not allow you to take from your entire field. Only from what is right in front of you, Mishel Lefanav. Number two, you're not allowed to use it for your teeth. You're only allowed to use it for hadlaka. That is what it's more roi for, and that's what you're allowed to use it for. That is, Rashi explains that it's cholik patarti. Part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah. Ein motziyin asa'or, one is not allowed to create a fire on Yantif. Lo mina eisim, lo mina avanim, not from wood, not from stones, lo mina afar, not from earth. Some type of digging down and getting heat. Volomena ra'afim, volomena, right, not from certain tiles, right, the rubbing together. Volomena mayim, not from water. What's water? So Rashi explains, you put it in a glass and it becomes very hot. You want to make fire that way. Vimalabinin, so all those cases, you're not allowed to create a fire. This is the halacha, that we're only magdil fires on Yantif. We don't make new fires on Yantif. Why? What's the reason for that? Right? Isn't mitoch and ochel nefesh? That's tomorrow's discussion. We'll talk about a lot about that tomorrow. It's on the bottom of today's amud, but we're probably not going to get to it. The Gemara's lashon of molid biyantif, but we'll get to that on the bottom of amud beis. The last line of the Mishnah: ve'in malabin nesarafim listles b'hem, and we're also not allowed to whiten tiles in order to roast on them. That also we will see what that means. Bezus Hashem tomorrow. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Ochle behema ein behem shim tikkun kli. All animal food, there is no isser of tikkun kli by animal food. That's what the Rav Yehuda says. If something is roif to be animal food, there is no tikkun kli. Why? That's what Rashi explains. He just says, you're allowed to use it for all your purposes. You're allowed to cut it and use it for to floss your teeth. You know how to use it. There's no problem. Why isn't there a problem? So there's a Ron and there's a Stipler. The Ron here says, because if anything is roi for animal food, that means it's pretty soft. Pretty soft, so if you try to make that into a kli, it's not going to be a kayama type of kli. It's going to be a temporary kli, and therefore that's not going to be a kli. That's what the Ron here says, because it's the nature, it's soft. There's a Stipler in Masech HaShabbos. The Kilos Yaakov is Simin Mem. Masech HaShabbos has a different shot. The Stipler that we did when we spoke about the difference between the Malacha of Kosev and Soveya. So in that context, he talks about our Gemara, and he says, once it has the status of food, it always keeps the status of food. It can't go from food to kli. He says, Hare, the davar shehu ba'atzmuso ochel, afabi shasa'uhu l'shem tzorech tikun kli, ein bo din kli. Once it has a shem ochel, it cannot lose its shem ochel. It has a shem ochel throughout, and it can't become a kli. If you have something that was one type of kli, but could become a shever kli, something that doesn't have a shame kli, it could get a shame kli, like the wood and the poker. But here, if something already has the status of ochel, so it cannot change and get the status of kli. That is the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Ace, Rav Kahana, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Kahana asked Rabbi Yehuda, is that really true? That anytime something has the status of food, even for your animal, there is no problem with making it into a kli? What about the following case? Mitaltalin atzei besamim lahariach bahen. One is allowed to pick up wood that the inside of it produces a nice fragrance, a nice aroma. So one's allowed to take those besamims, lahariach bahen, to smell them on Yantif, ulahanif, or even on Shabbos, ulahanif bahen lachole, or to wave them in front of a sick person who wants to have the smell. Again, even a healthy person, just a schola, because that's the normal way. Umololo ume riechbo, mololo, remember that from the first parak? Mololo, you're allowed to rub them together in order to create the smell, because it's not really creating the smell. If you remember then, we had the difference between this case versus creating. This is really just getting the smell out. The smell is really there. It's not molid recha. Just getting the smell out. So you're allowed to do that. V'lo yiktamenu lahariechbo. But I shouldn't chop it and file it down in order to get the smell out. Why? Rashi says, gzeira, you might come to want to make a piece of wood into a flossing instrument. So where goes there, this kitum, where you're not making a kli, atu, cases of kitum where you are making a kli. So that's in the first case. V'im kitmo, but if you were kotem it, let's say you were kotem this case in order to get the smell, so then padra avalasa, that's an isadra avanan, because that's not a real kli. You're just getting it, you're chopping it a little bit in order to get the smell out. But lachtos boshinav, if you would be chopping a similar piece of wood in order to create a kli, in order to get food out from between your teeth, lo yiktamenu, also you shouldn't chop it, but there, v'im kitmo chayev chatos, that will be an isadaraisa, right? As we mentioned, in Hilcha Shabbos, there's mutter, pater, and chayev. Pater means pater avalasa midir avanan, chayev means asadaraisa. So asks Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda, you say that food items, animal food items, is always mutter, and there's no problem of tikkun kli, but here, what are you doing? You're talking about something that you're able to cut a little bit, so lechora is a little soft. Lechora, animals could probably eat this now. So why should there be a problem of tikkun kli? Your rule is, if there's something is roi for animal food, you're never chayev for tikkun kli. And here you see, v'im kitmo, you're chayev chatos. That's the kasha. What malacha are you doing, by the way? What's the chayev chatos? What malacha are you doing when you're making the kli? Rashi says, what does Rashi say? It's right, it's a daraisa. So what's the daraisa? Which malacha? Which malacha? So exactly, according to Baalei Tosfos, Baalei Tosfos in a number of places say that even though we say ain binyan v'stira b'kelim, if you're creating the entire kli, yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim. That she does Tosfos in Masechah Shabbos and in other places. So according to Tosfos, the malacha here, tikkun kli is bonah. According to Rashi, it can't be, because Rashi holds in a number of places that there's ain binyan v'kelim klal. So Rashi would say, makam apatish. Makam apatish would be the malacha according to Rashi. And it's meduyah, because in all those cases where it seems to be a boneh, Rashi throws in makam apatish. And there's one third possibility, there's a shita of the Yerayim. The Yerayim, Rav Ozri Metz, holds, like Rashi, that there's never any binyan mekalim, but he also holds that by makam apatish, it's only, we discussed this a couple years ago, in the Tuesday night shiurim, makam apatish is only after something is completed, and you're adding on finishing touches, is the malacha makam apatish. But creating something in the first place is not makam apatish. So according to him, which malacha is it? It's not bone, it's not makam apatish. So the Avnei Nezer says, maybe it's machatech. Machatech, you're cutting the kli to a measured size. Maybe it's machatech. So when this combined, the Gemara Chayev Chatos, is either bone, makam apatish, or machatech. Okay, one of them. But either way, we have this question. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that all animal food, there's no issue of making it into a kli? We have this brisa that says, yes, there is a chiyav chatas. So the Gemara answers, Amar Leh, first Rabbi Yehuda, when he's answering this question, he says, Hasha padra avalasar kokashali, chiyav chatas mibai. So you're asking me a question, it's daraisa. I said it's mutter. So forget the both lines are problematic according to me. I'm going to have to give you an answer for everything. Because even the fact that it's also midrabanan in the first half is a problem. Because I say it's mutter. But Ellie, you know what? Here's the answer. Kitanya hipakashin. No, that brisa is about hard pieces, which are not roi for animal food. So ask the Gemara, kasha b'nei melila ninu. But if they're kashin, how could you just roll them together in order to get the smell out? It says you can be molo me riechbo. So Gemara said, you're right. Chisura mefsa v'achitani. That tosefta is missing words. And this is how it should read. Molu imi riechbo, kozma imi riechbo. You're allowed to roll it together or cut it a little bit to get the smell out. Bamed v'ramamurim barachim. So therefore you see, when it's soft, you're allowed to do it. Because that's animal food, and therefore it's going to be totally mutter, and there's no tikkun kli. But that's only if it's soft. Avo bakashin lo yitemenu. But if it's hard, you can't. Vim kitwa paltar avalasar. But if it's hard and you're doing it to get the smell out, so then that's also midrabanan. But if it also lasts, comma, laksos boshina, but if you're doing it to you create a kli in order to get the food out from between your teeth, lo yiktemenu bim kitzu chayiv chata. So if you then you're making a real kli, and that would be a chayiv chata. So no kasha on Rabbi Yehuda.
Why is it a mimareach when you
Why is it mimareach? So there's a mimareach, you have to have smoothing, you're not smoothing anything here. You have two hard pieces, and you're just, you're not really smoothing them, they remain like the same, you're just getting some of the smell that comes out. I don't think you have a bumpy thing that's getting smoothed. I don't think that's the metzias here. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Tani chada kol mamariachbo v'tani yidach loyitamenu lahariachbo. We have a stira. One brisa says you're allowed to chop it a little bit in order to get the smell out, and the other brisa says you can't. So which is it? Amar of there, amar of chizda, lakasha barachan abakashin. Depends if it's soft or hard. The soft ones you're allowed to, because that's not really an asiyas kli. The hard ones is maskal aravacha bar Yaakov, bakashin amaylo. By hard, why not? Why did we say that you're not allowed to chop it and trim it down a little bit by a hard utensil? Why? Gzeira, you might come to make a real kli. Right, you're not allowed to do it in order to get the smell out. Because there you might come to make it into a real kli. But Mishnah says the Gemara, we have two cases, a Mishnah and a story, we're going to quote, that seem to say that there's no isser, the Rabbanan don't make a gzeira. You might come to make this into a kli, so we're going to answer this. You don't make such a gzeira. First, we have the Mishnah in Shabbos. We've just discussed on the past couple Shabbosim. This time, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Shover Adam as a Chavis, Lechob Menagrogris. A person is allowed to smash open a barrel in order to get to the food inside of it on Shabbos. Ubavachal is Kavan Lasos Kli. As long as he does not have Kavana to make a Kli. As long as he doesn't have that Kavana. So you see, so we'll get to the Lamaisa cases a little later on. We're going to finish the Gemara first. So you see from there that Chazal are not worried that we're not going to answer this Bishum because you might do a similar act and want to make a Kli. So why should the Ketima be Usser because Gzeira you might want to make a Kli? Ubavachal, that's a Mishnah. The Odin, we also have a story that we have a problem with. Ka Rava bar Rav Ada, V'Ravin bar Rav Ada. To Amri Travayu, they both said, Ki Avina be Rav Yehuda, when we were with Rav Yehuda, Havi Mifshach V'Yavlan Alusa Alusa. He used to pick up detached branches and break off a piece of them for us to use on Yantif for walking sticks. It was hard, and they were roy for a base yacht. I'm sorry. Items that could have been used for walking sticks, but he used to use them to break them off in order to smell with, in order to smell the aroma. Meaning they were hard. They could have been used for walking sticks. The Yav Lana Lusa Lusa, he gave it to us. Even though they were hard, they could have been used for walking sticks or to put into axes and picks. Therefore, you see again a story that you're allowed to break it off, and it's hard as long as you don't have kavana to make the kli. So, what are you talking about? Why should it be us? What do we say? The difference between the brises is kushin and rachin, and the kushin is usher because gzeira you might come to make a kli. But we have a mishnah here, and we have a story here where we see chazal. We're not worried that in a parallel case your kavana might be different, and you might try to come make a kli. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Really, it's a machlokas tanoim. Lokasha harebalaza harabanan. Really, it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, as the following brisa says, we'll see what the machlokas is by the end of this quote. Rebalazar omer, no to adam kisi mishalafan of laksos boshinov. Right? Similar to our Mishnah, Rebalazar holds, you're allowed to pick up wood from your field in front of you in order to get the food out from between your teeth. The Chacham says, no, you're only allowed to take it from the animal trough. It doesn't literally mean the animal trough, it just means designated areas where it was ready for the animal to eat. That's an issue of taking it, muksa. That's not our issue. The Shavin, but then both agree, Shaloi Temenu, that even though Rabbi Elazar says you're allowed to take it, he agrees that you're not allowed to chop it down in order to use. V'im kit molachos boshinav v'liftoch bodelas. And let's say you did chop it down in order to make a kli, in order to floss, or in order to open a door, right? You needed it to stick in the doorway. So then it's a machlokas. B'shogeg b'shabes chayev chatas b'mezid b'yontav sofikas harboim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's nisa daraisa. So on Shabbos, if you did it b'shogeg, you're chayev a karban. On Yontif, if you did it b'mezid, you get malchus. So the Shita just adds, Sim Kubetzis, what happened to mezid on Shabbos? Why did it only say shogeg on Shabbos and mezid on Yantif? So the Shimon Gemara just says it's more common to have shogegs on Shabbos. So that's why you say the shogeg on Shabbos. And shogeg on Yantif is nothing. So that's why it didn't say shogeg on Yantif. There's nothing shogeg on Yantif. There's nothing. There's no carbon. So that's why it says shogeg on Shabbos and mezid on Yantif. But either way, you see, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's daraisa. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. The Chachamim omrim, echa devecha ze einu elam shem shvus. But the Chachamim say no. Even if you'd actually make this kli, it would only be us or the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara gets back and explains itself. Rabbi Elazar, tukamar hazam chayef chatas. According to Rabbi Elazar, who says actually making the kli out of this, chopping the wood down, is an issur d'oraisa. So hakapat Rabbi Elazar. So he's the one that makes the issur d'rabbanan of you're not allowed to even do it to smell because gzeira, you might come to do this d'oraisa. Rabbanan tukamar hazam pat Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbanan, who say even if you do it, actually it's only asur mi d'rabbanan. So hakamutu l'chadchila. So they're the ones that say that it is mutter l'chadchila to do because it's only asur mi d'rabbanan in the first place. If you do it l'shem kli, so in the case where you're not doing it l'shem kli, you're just doing it to get the smell out, that would be mutter l'chadchila. Finishes the Gemara. V'les later, Rabbi Elazar hadetan shover adam zachavus lechem mina groger zvashel iskayim lasos kli. Rabbi Elazar says it's asu daraisa, and therefore it's asu midrabanan to do it even not l'shem kli. So does he argue on that Mishnah? The Mishnah says you're allowed to break open the barrel in order to get to the food that's inside. He doesn't hold to that Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Avashi, here's the word that we've mentioned a couple of times already on Shabbos. Kitanya hi bimustiki. No, Rabbi Eliezer would say that Mishnah is talking about a mustiki. What's a mustiki? A mustiki is a very inferior type of kli. An inferior type of kli that is patched together itself. That's what he says you'd be allowed to do. Because building that wouldn't be a daraisa either, even according to Rabbi Elazar. So that's why it would be mutter in that case. So again, just to summarize in a minute, things that we have discussed over the past couple of Shabbos, and we're going to continue with Hashem this Shabbos to hopefully finish up the Melach of Korea. There's a summary in Yechav Adas, Ravadi has a summary in Chelik Beis and Siman Mem Beis, where he has a tshuva about opening bottles. Opening bottles, opening cans, opening packages on Shabbos and Yontif, this is the issue. This is the issue of our Gemara about breaking the barrel. But this Gemara is the Gemara that uses the Lashon of Mustaki. Remember, why did the Gemara come up to the case of Mustaki? For Rabbi Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you're not, if making the kli in the first place is an Issa Daraisa, usually the Kitum, what does he do with that Mishnah in Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, he'll say that that's a case of Mustaki, an inferior type of kli. The big issue is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So what do we say about the pshat of that Mishnah? So Tosfos there in Shabbos. The Rush there in Shabbos says, you know what? This Ukimta is according to everybody. Not just Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Shita that Tosfos and the Rush paskin halacha l'maisa, that the only time you're allowed to open packages is if we could say that they're in the category of mustaki, inferior, low-level type of kalim. But if you'd have a serious type of kli, I don't know, a can or something like that, assuming that's a more serious type of kli, then it will be more of a problem, according to Tosfos and the Rush. That is how they learn the Gemara. But Rav Avadia points out that almost all other Rishonim do not mention that. This is a specific Ukimta within the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But the Rambam and the Rif and Rashi there and other 25 other Rishonim that he quotes say that no, it's not Mustaki. Mustaki is specifically within Rabbi Eliezer. So he's Metameh. He says, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch passing like Rash, that Tosfos and the Rush. He says, didn't the Shulchan Aruch tell me in the Hagdamah that whenever there's a machlokes, he's going to look at the Rush and the Riff and the Rambam, and whenever it's two on one, he's going to go with the two, unless the Rambam's the one, but here the Rambam's with the two. The Rambam and the Riff both don't say Mustaki, and therefore I don't understand why he didn't say it. And he even then adds, Rav Avadi Kedarka Bakodesh, Chas V'Shalom, to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. V'kar of Lomar, Shigam Maran Shulchan Aruch, Ilu Ra'a Divrei HaPoskim Hanal, if he saw all the sources that I saw, he would also allow it even without Mustaki. Right? Because that's his rules. And therefore he says, that's where Rav Avadi is makel regarding many of the packages that we have, because many posts, many, all the Rishonim don't quote Mustaki, meaning there's a reason lahatir in that Mishnah separate from Mustaki. You're allowed to destroy and get in there in order to get the food. So what's the heter if it's not Mustaki? So that we saw the Rashi there. Rashi says Mekalkel. And Mekalkel is usually still also Midrabanan. So you have to add on. Mekalkel, if you're doing a totally destructive act in order for a Shabbos need, so then there are heterim. Because you're totally destroying the package, you're totally destroying the barrel in order to get to what's inside, so then in many places, we will be able to be mako. Again, that's only if you're not making a kli, the Mishnah says. That's the problem with, let's say, opening a can, a soda can, because there you're making a spout, popping off the ring from the orange juice, because there you're making a hole. Again, There are poskim, as we mentioned, that say anything that's going to be thrown out after it's empty, you know, is considered a low-level kli, is mutter, is not called an asiyas kli. But other poskim aren't so sure of that. Other poskim say that, no, if there's going to be a kli created, so then it's a problem, a spout created. But other than that, if you're just destroying the whole thing, you open up a bag of potato chips, you open up a bag of anything, you destroy the whole thing right away, so then it wouldn't be a problem because of this Mishnah of Shover. Again, Shover Chavis. That would be, but that is this discussion on this Mishnah, whether Mustaki is only within Rabbi Lazar or even Lekulei Alma. Okay? We'll have stop. Oh, just one other point, and then we'll continue. Tosfos says, Ki Havinan. Sorry, I didn't get to this. Tosfos asks, what does it say here? That you are, it's Aser Midrabanan. It's I'm sorry, it's mutter l'chadchila in order to break down the branches in order to get the aroma out. That's what you're passing. If you dafka do a gil shame that, not according to Blazer, it's mutter. Stosva says, why don't we do that on Motzei Shabbos when Yontif is on Sunday? Why don't we do that when Yontif is on Sunday in order for Besamim? Because why else don't we use Besamim on Motzei Shabbos when Yontif is on Sunday? Says Tosfos, you see from this Gemara, it can't be because you can't make the Besamim. Because you can make the Besamim, it's mutter. And don't tell me, says Tosfos, because the fire of Gehenim doesn't start burning then, and therefore, right, usually the reason we do Besamim is because the fire of Gehenim starts again on Motzei Shabbos, because then we should do Besamim on Motzei Yontif, right, if the fire doesn't happen on Yontif. Right, Tosfos asked this a couple of times. We had this discussion earlier in Daf Tezayin. And don't tell me, says Tosfos, that there's an Neshama Yaseira on Yontif, because there's not. So says Tosfos, you know, so why don't we use Besamim on Motzei Shabbos? So therefore, when Yontif is on Sunday. So this is where Tosfos says that we're upset, we're sad that Shabbos left. So you know what? The great food of Yontif makes us happy and balances us out. That's why we don't need Besamim on Motzei Yontif, Motzei Shabbos, when it's Yontif. That's this Tosfos, the last few lines of Tosfos. Kivin deishlo ma'acholim chashuvim betovim, miyashiv daito, memela below reach Besamim. You don't need Besamim, right? That is Shitas Tosfos here, and in Psachim as well. But we mentioned earlier, again, on Daf Tezayin, that the Rashbam there in Psachim argues. The Rashbam says, no, there isn't a Shami Yaseir on Yontif. And that's why there's no Besamim. Right, so then the kasha is, why isn't there any Havdalah with Besamim on Motzei Yontif? Why isn't there Havdalah then? So some say, because you only need Besamim when you go to extremes. You go from Kedusha Shabbos to weekday. Oh, that's a real extreme. But when you go Shabbos, Yontif, you're going down, so that's better. But we mentioned then the Sfas Emes has the beautiful idea that the reason is because Shabbos is Kvi of a Kaima. Shabbos, Hashem makes. If Hashem makes something and it leaves, the Kedusha leaves us, boom, it affects us, and it doesn't stay with us. And, you know, we need Besamim to cheer us up. Mashekin Yontif is Bekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Yontif, B'nei Yisrael create. And anything that a person themselves creates stays with them. Anything we do ourselves, we do a project, we give a shiur, that remains with us, it doesn't leave. So the Yontif Kedusha remains with us a little bit. So therefore we don't need Besamim because we're not so sad. The Kedusha that we created remains with us. But again, this put this Tosfos on the list of the Tosfosim that discuss Neshama Yaseira on Yontif. Okay, Bishop, tomorrow we discuss making fires on Yontif and Magus. The Magus discussion of stirring on Shabbos and Yontif while it's on the fire, out of the fire. That's the Makar. Beit Salam and Dalid is the discussion of Magus. Then we get into Chiyah Maisris on Amud Beis and Tevel. Every daf is exciting. Baruch Hashem.